I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1033. Is God really good all the time? There's that popular saying. You know, you can do it in a crowd. You say, God is good, and they say, all the time. And they say, all the time, and you say, God is good. But is it true? Let's talk. You know this podcast is about loving God all the time, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. But so what kind of God is it that we are loving? If God's goodness is dependent upon our happiness and our comfort at every moment, then nope, not good all the time. If God's goodness is contingent on you and I always living healthy, wealthy, and wise, then nope, not good all the time, because sickness and death and other things happen. If God's goodness can only be affirmed when we are not experiencing any setbacks or sorrows, then again, we can't possibly say, God is good all the time God is good. But what if that's not the standard to use to measure God's goodness? John D. Berry and Rebecca Von Nord give us this Bible story to help. We have a mental checklist for life. Happy marriage? Check. Healthy kids? Check. Good reputation? Check. Great job? Check. Enough money? Check. All the pieces are lining up. But then tragedy strikes. The bottom falls out of our finances. You get breast cancer. Your spouse dies. Or you learn that your son has been born with a brain injury. It's in these times that we can relate with Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, whose life was also hit with tragedy. Because of a famine, she was forced to move to a foreign land. When her husband dies, and then both of her sons die. It's in Ruth 1, 3-5. It's easy to see why Naomi was bitter toward God, verses 20 and 21. I heartily proclaim God is good when circumstances are good. When I think God is producing the outcomes I desire, I'm pleased. But how should I react when my prayers seem to go unanswered? When I, like Naomi, feel as though God has turned his back on me? Is he still good? Does he hear my prayers for my son? Where can I find comfort? Maybe you can relate to their thoughts here. And you can simply add your own plight to their pages. We know bad things happen to good people in a broken world, and yet I still affirm that God is good. It doesn't mean that I can't be at times angry or confused or hurt or down, because I don't have God's perspective, but I do have his spirit, and I do have his word, and that means that yes, life can stink, but joy will come in the morning. I know it, and you know it, because Easter showed it. Sometimes, while we are still walking through the valley of the shadow, God's words to Paul are the words we cling to. My grace is sufficient for you. In 1 Peter, we are warned, do not be surprised at the painful trial you're suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you also may rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Here's the great question. How would you answer the question, do you really believe God is good all the time? And why do you say that? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Lord, thank you for all that you do to show us your love. I pray that my heart seeks you and desires your goodness in all of life's circumstances. May I always trust in you even when I can't see what you're doing. Help me more and more to see your goodness that's right in front of me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1034. And in the meantime, the goodness of God is visible everywhere. It's in creation and recreation. It's in the laughter of a child and the faith of an old saint. It's in Jesus coming in the first place and defeating death. It's in the hope of heaven and the comforting spirit in the here and now. I know in this world we will, not might, but will have trouble. But I will choose to be of good cheer because Jesus has overcome the world. God's goodness is not equal to my momentary happiness. And so that means that yes, God is good all the time.